Trudeau as Governor Trudeau. As is so often the case with Donald Trump, it's hard to know if he's joking or if he really means it. Vicky Barker, CBS News.
Mexico's president has just spoken out against Mr. Trump's plans to deport undocumented immigrants. Claudia Sheinbaum says her country will not accept, quote, an invasion in the fight against drug cartels. She also says Mexico will expand legal action against American gun makers. Lawmakers in the Senate are expected to confirm President Trump's pick to head the FBI today. Correspondent Scott McFarland.
Kash Patel would be succeeding Chris Wray as FBI director, leader of this major law enforcement agency. Wray resigned his position just before Donald Trump became president, assuming he was to be fired by Trump. Trump had criticized Wray and has lauded Patel, who critics of Trump view as too close an ally to be an independent FBI director.
The remains of four Israeli hostages will undergo DNA testing at a lab in Tel Aviv after they were turned over by Hamas today. They're believed to be a mother and her two young sons and an 84-year-old. CBS's Deborah Patta from East Jerusalem.
Israel has not officially confirmed their deaths and says it may take as long as 48 hours to identify them. The fragile ceasefire in Gaza began last month and is approaching the final week of the deal's first phase. Negotiations for the second stage are set to begin soon.
Here in the U.S., more government layoffs are on the way.
CBS News has learned thousands of Internal Revenue Service employees are expected to be laid off by the end of this week. An internal memo obtained by CBS News also shows that more than half of those affected will likely be new hires with probationary status.
CBS's Chanel Call. Walmart is giving ups to wealthier shoppers for an earnings bump in the fourth quarter, but it's bracing for tariffs on Mexico and Canada. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
The year ahead is expected to be a bit rougher for Walmart. It expects that its sales growth and profit growth to slow down.
Changes for 007. James Bond producers are ceding control of the franchise from the Broccoli family to Amazon MGM Studios. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with the quick news update. The people living around the duplex that exploded likely saved some lives. The Tuesday explosion in Racine left 79-year-old Tim LaPointe and his daughter, 58-year-old Michelle Hawes, with severe burns. Neighbors rescued them before the structure fully went up in flames. The blast may have come from a recently purchased stove, though the exact cause remains under investigation. A Racine family has won a $10 million verdict against Ascension All Saints Hospital. A jury found negligence during Kamaya Miner's birth in November of 2018. The jury found that improper administration of Pitocin resulted in severe brain damage. Racine Unified officials are increasing efforts to gain support for their operational referendum April 1st. It follows Kenosha Unified's failed $115 million referendum this week. RUSD has scheduled town hall events on March 4th and March 11th to address community concerns and to highlight the proposal's details. The Waterford Union High School $25 million referendum passed Tuesday. 56% of voters gave it the okay. The funds will be used for modernizing the high school. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Bucks basketball tonight in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks are back from the All-Star break, taking on the L.A. Clippers tonight at Fiserv Forum. Bucks star Giannis Antetokounmpo talking to reporters for the first time since suffering that calf muscle injury in his left leg, the same that knocked him out of the playoffs last season. How concerned is he?
Yeah, nothing is scary, but you just got to be, I'm very aware of my body. I kind of had the same feeling I had and felt the same pain I had before I got hurt last year. I didn't get hurt at the spot. It wasn't the first time I felt that. I felt it days prior to that, maybe like a week or two prior to that. And then, you know, you overcompensate or you keep on playing and you're like, okay, it's just going to be tight. It's going to be stiff. I'm going to play through it. But I didn't. I wasn't able to play through it and I got hurt.
College Hoops number 16th ranked Marquette on the road tomorrow night against Villanova. And hockey tomorrow night at the Kohl Center in Madison as the Badgers host the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame. Face off at 7:30. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN weather. I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. The coldest air of the week is finally behind us. A few flurries possible early today, otherwise skies becoming mostly sunny. Highs in the mid-20s. For tonight, mostly clear, lows near 5 above. A good-looking day on Friday. Sunny skies with highs in the mid-20s. Right now, it's 12 degrees.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN, 8 days a week, Beatles. Interesting how that song came to be written. The inspiration for it was Paul was in a cab taking a ride to John's house so that they could write songs together. And on the way, Paul asked the cab driver, "Been busy?" Cab driver said, "Oh yeah, working 8 days a week." Paul had half the song done by the time he got to John's.
Early in the evening, just about supper time, over by the courthouse. Four kids on the corner trying to bring you up. Willie picks a tune out and he throws it on the hum. Down on the corner, out in the street, then the four boys are playing, bringing it up happy feet. Rooster hits the white road, and people just gotta smile. Lucas bumps at the bass and solos for a while. Four twangs the rhythm out on his column too. And Willie goes into a dance, doubles on the zoo.
Down on the corner, out in the street, Willie and the four boys are playing, bringing his belt happy feet.
Radio Park to the county fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Bob Seger, Silver Bullet Band. I have occasionally asked myself, would that song be as popular as it is if it hadn't been included in a movie where Tom Cruise danced to it in his underwear? It's a rhetorical question. We'll never know. Racine County I Thrive Home and Wellness Expo is happening in a couple of weeks. Be aware of it because there's lots for you to take in. Everything from tips on home remodeling, energy efficiency, wellness practitioners will be on hand you can talk to, sustainable living experts, live demonstrations. WRJN going to be a part of it with broadcasts. Memorial Hall, March 1st and 2nd from 10 until 4. Tickets at the door. Details? They're at RacineCountyEye.com.
Hi, this is Mike at your CBD store in Racine. We are sharing the love, no strings attached. Just schedule an appointment to receive a free $200 wellness kit February 27th through March 2nd. It's our way of saying thanks for prioritizing your wellness journey. Appointments are filling up fast, so call your CBD store on the corner of Highway 31 and Spring Street in Racine or visit us on Facebook. If you stop in and schedule your appointment, you will receive a 7-day clinically proven sleep gummy.
That's 1 week free on me.
Consider volunteering for the Senior Companion Program in Racine for all the right reasons.
I'm Bev Landerman. I'm from Racine. I have 93 years tucked away behind me. I'm soon to be 94.
I'm Nancy Johnson, and I'm from Racine. I am a volunteer, and I was home alone a lot, and I thought, you know, there's got to be people out there that are alone and want some company.
Oh, I look forward to having Nancy come to my house. She has become like a daughter and a sister, a little bit of everything, a good friend. Because I have a history background, I had fun encouraging her to redevelop her history background.
She has me reading books that are probably 900 pages I never would have done.
Learn how you can volunteer. Call the Senior Companion Program at 262-898-1941.
There's nothing quite like the rich aroma of slow-cooked brisket or the sweet scent of a homemade pie fresh from the oven. At Mrs. Rivers Bakery and Smokehouse, every cut of meat is smoked low and slow to perfection. Every dessert and pie is made from scratch. From fluffy pancakes at breakfast to a warm, hearty soup with lunch, flavor and love can be found in every bite and served all day. Mrs. Rivers Bakery and Smokehouse, open Tuesday through Sunday, 7 to 2 on Durand Avenue in Sturtevant, one block west of School Days Mall. Stop on by.
Hey, this is WRJN General Manager Chris Morrow. We're getting geared up to be out and around the Racine community this spring and summer. A lot. And we're looking for some help. Are you somebody who could help us set up tables, tents, and hang banners in early evenings and on some weekends? We'd like to talk to you about a part-time position helping to promote the radio station and meet our listeners. If you have the ability to set up an awkward tent, carry some tables, hang some banners, we'd like to meet. Give us a call at 634-3311 during business hours and we'll set up a time to talk. 634-3311. That's WRJN looking for some weekend and evening help this spring and summer. Maybe it's you. Come join the fun as we continue to bring local news and timeless hits to Racine on WRJN.
With local news and now timeless hits, WRJN is all you need to keep up to date on news from Racine, Wisconsin and around the world. With Stuart J. Waddles in the Radio Park Newsroom and the statewide resources of the Civic Media Network and CBS, our commitment to keeping you informed is as strong as ever. For 98 years, Racine's source for local news and news from around the world. WRJN.
Me, but her heart was full of lies. Poor little fool. Oh, yeah.
cared for me and that we never part. And so for the very first time, I gave away my heart. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool. Day she was gone and I knew she lied to me. She left me with a broken heart and won her victory. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool. Well, I played this game with other cards, but I never thought I'd see the day when someone else would play love's foolish game with me. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool. I was a fool. Oh yeah,
poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Hits, WRJN, and another scandal-ridden song from the bad boys of rock and roll, the Rolling Stones. They probably would have been okay if they had sung, "Let's Spend the Evening Together." But no, they sang, "Let's Spend the Night Together," and our parents went, "Hey,
don't you worry about what's on your mind, woman. I'm in no hurry. I can take my time, woman.
Let's spend the night together. Now I need you more than ever. Let's spend the night together.
Let's spend the night together.
Now I know you will satisfy me.
surfing USA.
That sunshine and the surf. Beach Boys on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. We have enhanced our news coverage. We're now in partnership with Racine County Eye, and we share our resources and our stories, and you can get the details on RacineCountyEye.com, but the headlines in the form of updates from Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, just like this one.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Racine explosion that rocked a duplex left two people with severe burns. The victims have been identified as 79-year-old Tim LaPointe and his 58-year-old daughter Michelle Hawes. They were rescued by neighbors moments before the entire building went up in flames. While the exact cause remains under investigation, witnesses reported that the fire appeared to originate from one side of the duplex, possibly near a stove. We Energy says an inspection found no problems with their equipment. Work will start in Waterford this summer. Waterford Union High School's $25 million capital referendum passed Tuesday, with 56% of voters approving the measure. The funds will be used to modernize the high school, which includes improvements to classrooms, enhanced security measures, and upgrades to various building systems. Construction is set to start this summer, with larger structural work planned for next year. In a medical malpractice case, a Racine family has been awarded $10 million. It comes after their daughter suffered brain damage due to the misuse of Pitocin during childbirth at Ascension All Saints. The jury found that the OB and the hospital were negligent in administering a high dose of the labor-inducing drug. That caused excessive contractions that led to a lack of oxygen for Kamaya Minor, now 6 years old. That three-week trial wrapped up earlier this month. And one of the best high school basketball players in the state plays for Case, and she made a statement earlier this month. Read all about Takari Hicks and her 52-point performance in a sports spotlight story today at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Finally, some comfortable temperatures with highs hitting the low 20s and plenty of sunshine throughout the day. Pretty much put this on repeat for tomorrow, all ahead of a major warm-up hitting next week. In fact, by Saturday, we'll hit highs in the upper 20s and by Sunday, above freezing. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 13 degrees at our studios.
Feel a shiver run up my spine.
Endless Hits, WRJN. You can win tickets to see Herman's Hermits and the Association on the 28th in Waukegan. Listen to Don Rosen, WRJN.
Crystal blue.
Timeless hits, WRJN. Once upon a time, I was working with a rookie announcer and I was listening as she said, here is Fontella Bass. Well, no, her last name is Bass. WRJN.
Rescue me. need someone to understand my ups and downs. There you were, with sweet love and devotion, deeply touching my emotion. I want to stop. Thank you, baby. I want to stop. And thank you, baby. Yes, I do.
How sweet it is.
So fine.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
I close my eyes at night, wondering where would I be without you in my life. Everything I did was just a bore. Everywhere I went, it seems I'd been there. Thank you, baby. Oh, yes.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
It's just like sugar sometimes.
How sweet it is to be loved by you. Thank you, baby. I feel good. I knew that I would.
James Brown, Stevie Wonder. You like soul music? You came to the right place. The station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
For once in my life, I have someone who needs me. Someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. Touch what my heart used to dream of long before I knew. Oh, someone warm like you would make my dream come true. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Once in my life, I won't let sorrow hurt me, not like it's hurt me before. Oh, once I have something I know won't deserve. I'm not alone anymore. Oh, once I can say this is mine, you can't take it. Long as I know I have love, I can make it. For once in my life, I have someone who needs me. Hey, hey, yeah. Oh, I've been loving it.
Hometown Radio Refreshed. WRJN.
If you do want me, give me a little shelter. If you don't want me, don't leave me on the road. If you need me, show me that you love me. And when I'm feeling blue and I want to, there's just one thing that you should do. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Show me that you're mine, girl. Oh, yeah. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my darling. Just show me that you're mine, girl. All right. If you do want me, give me a little sweet talk. If you don't want me, don't leave me on, girl. But if you need me, show me that you love me. And when I'm feeling down, wearing a frown, you be there when I look around. And just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, to show me that you're mine, girl. All right. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, to show me that you're mine, girl. We'll be right back.
Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, to show me that you're mine, girl.
Jump for joy. Pigeon's gonna run to him.
News and Timeless Hits, WRJN, and the Badgers, go Bucky, playing Oregon, the Ducks, Saturday, pregame 10 a.m. Hear it all on WRJN.
If you don't love me, why don't you tell me, instead of running around with all the other guys in town, can't you see, you're hurting me, don't you care? That you'd believe me.
why'd you ever leave me? I'm standing here all alone, without a girl of my own. Can't you see you're hurting me? Don't you care? 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 Don't you care?
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. In the middle of a verbal war between President Trump and Ukraine's President Zelensky, talks between Zelensky and U.S. Special Envoy Keith Kellogg are over, with no official comments afterwards. CBS's Elizabeth Palmer.
General Kellogg went in with a fairly dovish position. He said, I'm going to listen. I do recognize that Ukraine wants security guarantees that will be written into a peace agreement. So very much in contrast to what we've been hearing from President Trump.
Trump has falsely said Ukraine started the war with Russia, and he's called Zelensky a dictator, which is also not true. Zelensky has said Trump lives in a disinformation bubble. The Senate could vote to confirm cash